As baby boomers age, the number of older drivers on Wisconsin roads will increase. Already, the Wisconsin Department of Transportation has seen the number of licensed drivers aged 90 or older double in 5 years. Many continue to drive because they have no alternative, says Madison Metro Transit Manager Chuck Camp.
Public transit gives older adults a dignified way to turn in their keys and continue to lead an active and satisfied life. That's what our communities should do. That's what public transportation systems want to do.
A group called Transportation for America did a national report on elderly transportation. 10 metro areas in Wisconsin were looked at. Only 2 were adequate. In the rest, half the people in the baby boomer generation were predicted to have poor access to public transit by the year 2015. Kenosha would be hit hardest, followed by Janesville and Eau Claire. Steve Hineker directs the environmental group 1,000 Friends of Wisconsin. He says the budget cuts to public transit go against one of Governor Walker's stated goals.
The governor said that he wanted older people to come back to Wisconsin. Well, if we're going to make that a good Wisconsin for them, we need to make sure that we are prepared for them, have the services that they need.
Hineker says local communities will have trouble making up less state aid for transit systems because of lost taxing ability due to regional transit authorities that could be stripped from the budget. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.